We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
He brings the passion.
For what? I want to know now. I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point.
Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is wow.
Oh, my God. Oh.
And he's doing a great job.
I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Simon, you're doing a great job.
They are Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty. No fun. I'm good. Let's go.
What do you do now for the Golden State Warriors? It's been one day. Okay, you've had your fun. Another title. Time to get to work. Time to get to work, Goo. How are you going to repeat? What are you going to do? What are your priorities? What are your needs? What are the decisions you have to make? Let's go.
I got a name for you.
All right.
A-Dub, Andrew Wiggins.
Okay.
He doesn't wear another uniform, and it's just funny.
Okay, hold on.
It's not funny. Andrew Wiggins is my top priority this offseason, and he was a 2014 number one pick, and he's showing us why he has found a home. The home needs him. This is a match made in heaven. And
okay, well, he makes
go
you
ahead.
You don't have to do anything with Andrew Wiggins. You don't have to extend him. He's got one more year left next year. He's going to make $33 million.
Oh, my God.
So why don't you just let him play next year, see that everything's on the reel, and then say, all right, yeah, you know what? Now it's been 2-3 years. We'll get you now.
Well, what about this? And you covered the league forever, Stoney. What about when things are going good? You're coming off a championship.
All right, what are you paying him?
In the air.
How much are you going to pay him?
What does he want?
I got to believe he's making $33 million
now.
And now he's an NBA champion,
40.
And he's indispensable.
40?
Yeah. All right. You know what? I'll take 40.
Okay.
How many years?
3.
Okay. I'll take that deal. 3 years for 120.
Yep.
So he's good. Let's just say, well, for kicks, it's going to go
the
38.
New Harrison Barnes.
40, 42.
Oh, wow.
All right. You go. Is that it? Is that what you're doing?
And I would approach you.
What else are you doing?
As much as I love Looney, I now have James Wiseman, who by all accounts looks like he'll be healthy.
Okay.
I love Looney, but at some point the bag's got to stop, and I just wonder how
but Looney's
much Looney,
never gotten a bag.
Yeah, and he's going to get it from somewhere, and I'm rooting for him. And you know what, Steiny? I hope it's here. What the hell with it? What does Looney want, Steiny? Because what's he getting now?
Tell you what.
Much of nothing.
Tell you what, I'm Kevon Looney.
He's a winner. He
tell
wants
what,
to stay here. Tell me. Talk to me.
I thought I had a great, you know, I thought I've had a nice career up to this point. My last contract was 3 years for $15 million.
Oh, he should
I tell you what,
me.
Why don't we go $33 million for 3 years?
11. Okay, let's do
Can
it.
Can we do that?
I'll do that, Stein.
Okay, thank you.
But what's how's that going to affect James Wiseman? We'll get to that.
You running it back or not?
No, I'm not running it back. And I love Loon Dog. I'm
saying. Oh, so you tell
money.
Looney to hit the pipe?
Yeah.
Okay, Looney, hit the pipe.
I'm saying it a lot
okay.
less harsher.
Gary Payton II. What, I'm sorry, are we doing anything with Jordan Poole?
I'm approaching 400. And you're telling me that won't even start
I'll take that.
Okay.
I'm Jordan Poole. I'll take that.
I hope.
Okay, so now he's making times 100
got GP2.
Million. Yeah, GP2. Uh-oh. Looks like Gary Payton II is going to be offered the mid-level exception by an opposing team. That's approximately $7 million. Are you ready to... Gary Payton now comes to you and says, yeah, I'll tell you what, how about...
10.
How about 10, 10
yeah,
million a year?
10. I'll do that.
Okay, I want 3 years, though, instead of two.
Ooh. I got it.
Okay,
I'm
all right.
Yep.
Now we got
And
Payton.
I'm still up here trembling about Looney.
Payton
Looney's
up 10
my
million.
Guy. Yeah.
What about Otto Porter? Now, forget Otto Porter. We could probably get him back in the minimum. So it looks to me like you're going to run it back, but a guy who's not that expensive, Kevon Looney, you're going to tell to hit the pipe.
You know, that's not sitting well with me. Mm-hmm. It's not. So listen while I'm telling Looney he might have to go. James Wiseman can do the things, hopefully, that Looney can.
Okay.
And if Wiseman's going to leave an imprint on this team and play, he's got to play Looney's minutes. So that's what. So Loon, if you're listening, it ain't that you're not worth it. It's just we got a log jam.
Okay. Well, I think this is going to be fun because we got Anthony Slater of the Athletic at 95.7 The Game joining us at 12:30.
Float rider. He was on the float.
Yeah, 12:30 p.m., which is in less than 10 minutes. And maybe we'll, since that's your off season, maybe I'll go.
Looney is bothering me.
Well, you know, I'll give you 5 minutes.
Wiseman.
Okay, and maybe I'll ask. I'll give Anthony Slater your template, we'll see if he thinks it's realistic.
You killed me with that mid-level for GP2. Wow.
So the issue that your team's going to have after the moves you made this offseason.
Lay them on me.
Is you have ensured that the luxury tax is going to be paid for another 3 years.
And I think that's the cost of doing business.
Okay.
And
Fair
Joe
enough.
Lake up at these gates. And, you know, that's the reason they're able to have what we had yesterday, the parades. He's been doing it. And if he's doing it and he's getting the dividends, which are the rings and the chips, 90, I think he's doing exactly what the Bulls didn't do when they wanted to bring. Just imagine that. They had a champion, the Bulls,
Don't boil it down to this. That's not what happened.
I know you love Krause.
That's not what happened. I don't love Krause, but it's not what happened.
What happened?
They all knew it was their last year. Jordan wasn't coming back anyway.
Believe that?
Yes, they knew it was over. They knew it. They
but
all knew going into
over
that last
they're,
year.
They're able to still be champs. It was over because management was like, Pippen, they called their shot like
Phil
management
Jackson
didn't
said,
want it over.
I'm done after this year. I'm done. This is my last year. I'm not doing it anymore. Michael Jordan said, I'm not playing for anybody but Phil Jackson. Jerry Krause said, it looks like this is going to be it. Let's start moving some people.
Okay, give me this, and I appreciate that. But didn't it sound like Phil was done and Michael was done because Phil was basically told he wasn't coming back or they didn't want him back? Because that's how Last Dance went. Like, we want something different. You ain't good enough. All that you done for us, you ain't good enough. It wasn't like Phil was like, I'm going to Idaho and I'm going to just chill. Chop wood.
Phil was talking about not coming back his last year.
Because I thought
so he wasn't
going to
stay 2 years.
Job.
Right.
Yeah.
The point is, it was breaking up. It was definitely breaking up.
I've been through breakups.
Yeah. 888-957-9570 is the number. We got Anthony Slater coming up at 12:30. Monty Poole, NBC Sports Bay Area at 2 o'clock. 2 o'clock. And we're going to talk about what do the Golden State Warriors do now?
Man.
What do they do now? Essentially, Guru saying, if I'm not mistaken,
I don't know.
He's running it back, but it looks like Kevon Looney is going to be the casualty. Kevon Looney will be the casualty in Guru's front office scenario.
I'm going to the lab, too, because that can hurt me. If I'm rolling the dice with Wiseman and he ain't ready and he can't do what Kevon can do,
I mean,
hear yours.
Let me play devil's advocate right here. So you're gonna get rid of your most Iron Man player for you're counting on a guy who's the least Iron Man player. Mm-hmm. Looney played 100 games last year.
No,
Wiseman played 0.00.
How do I avoid that though?
Welcome to the world of being a GM. Hey, make sure to tune in to Damon and Ratto at 5 for the final interview of the season with head coach Steve Kerr. That's 5 o'clock with the now 9-time champion, Steve Kerr.
Oh, my God.
Right here on 95.7, The Game. Coming up on the other side, Anthony Slater. How do the Warriors keep it going? That's what we're going to talk to Anthony about on the other side on 95.7, The Game.
Roy, and you're listening to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty, let's get right to it. Believe it or not, we're headed to Sacramento to talk to Anthony Slater today. He's in Sacramento to cover the Mike Brown press conference. course, Mike Brown, assistant with the Warriors, is now the head coach of the Sacramento Kings. He'll be introduced today at 1 o'clock. Hey, thanks a lot for joining us, Anthony. Really appreciate it.
Yes, sir. I'm pulling up towards Golden One Center, the new home of Mike Brown, pretty soon.
Nice. Let's go with – I'm trying to think how I want to start this, but I'll do it this way. Warriors offseason priorities, I feel like just kind of going through them and saying, what do you think's going to happen? All right, Jordan Poole.
Yeah, I think that he's actually lower on the priority list than maybe many people would presume, because he's under contract for $3.9 million next season, number one. Number two, he's a restricted free agent the following summer. So if it doesn't get worked out, there will be discussions. But you can work through rookie extension eligibility, conversations all the way till Halloween, basically. And if by that time the two sides don't even come to an agreement, they can just go into restricted free agency next year, where the Warriors still hold the cards, in a sense, where they can match anything put out there. So as we're, I'm sure, about to get to some of the other situations, to me there's more urgency because of the unrestricted nature beyond from Jordan Poole.
What is the number one priority, do you think?
I think it's Kevon Looney. James Wiseman has not emerged yet. And, I mean, they're hopeful he's going to play summer league. But they still want to handle him with patience. And I think it's unwise to go into next season believing, like, just hand over the starting job to James Wiseman. He needs probably a lower stakes role and proving ground before he can take over a starting center spot. Whereas Kevon Looney, is not only the placeholder at this point, he has proven he's a very capable starting center for this championship contender, and you do not have a big man beyond him, really. And as Draymond Green continues to age, and Looney showed in the finals, there are times where maybe he is fine being the lone big on the floor. So to me, because he's up and because he's probably going to be coveted around the league at a position that the Warriors roster is finished at, to me, like, getting him secured is the number one priority.
Yeah, always a pleasure, Anthony. I think I got it wrong. Steiny was like, he gave me a list of players, and I was like, man, because of Wiseman, maybe he plays Looney minutes, and now I'm already thinking I got that one wrong. Won't be my first L. Yesterday, I saw you on the float. We were all there for the parade. I read you daily, but when it's all said and done, the smoke is settled. I mean, how surprised are you, Anthony, that this team not only won the chip, but if I were to talk to you when they were down 1-0 in the fashion that they blew the lead, down 2-1, just how shocked is Anthony Slater that the Warriors are the 2021-2022 champs?
I mean, I'm shocked. I mean, I probably picked them like 4, 5, 6 seed, I think, in preseason. Thought they would avoid the play-in, but that even felt on the optimistic side. There were plenty of people that had them in the play-in or even out of the playoffs. So much had to break right. Klay had to come back healthy. Poole had to emerge. Draymond and Steph had to kind of elongate their prime. Some of the young guys needed the help. Like, it all checked well for them. I think the league broke right for them. Nobody emerged. Phoenix kind of faded, obviously, in the playoffs. So it was a surprising title run. And then as far as within the finals, I picked the Warriors in 7. I felt like game one might be, in retrospect, after the series, if the Celtics won it, kind of the turning point of the series is game one, you lose the home game. And then even when they were down 2-1 and the way the Celtics handled them in Boston, I was telling people at that point, I was like, it's probably Boston at 6. That was my gut feeling. But the Warriors solved them. And then honestly, by game 5, middle of game 5, you could tell the Warriors kind of had control of that series.
Anthony Slater joining us on 95.7 The Game. Anthony, Andrew Wiggins going to make $33 million next year. That's assured. You could wait to you could extend him right now, obviously, or you could wait till the end of next season. But the difference between him and Poole is he's going to be unrestricted. So how do you think the Warriors handle that?
I think, it depends on the price tag, and there will be discussions, and I think Wiggins' side is going to, want, obviously, a highly priced and really earned in these playoffs, extension, but you don't necessarily, if you're the Warriors, have to do it yet, because as you mentioned, you can kind of take it towards next summer. You have his bird rights. You also maybe want to see how does Kuminga look to open next season? How does Moses Moody look? I think initially, they seem to be the successors for Andrew Wiggins once his contract ran out. Now, the way Wiggins played, I think he changed the equation. You do want to keep him around, but I don't think you have to just lock in right away max extension, you know, all the years. You know, if it's a price tag that I think both sides are comfortable with, maybe you do. I mean, he is still, what, 27? So those discussions will be had in the weeks ahead. I think everyone's still kind of settling back, absorbing what happened. The Warriors still have to make a draft pick, you know, Thursday, or at least some decision with the 28th overall pick. And then they'll head into free agency. I think they're going to want to see the price tags that come up on their unrestricted guys now, which, you know, we're talking Looney, Payton, Porter. Once they get that money settled, the roster settled, then you maybe turn to Wiggins and go, is there an extension that makes sense for both sides? And if there isn't, you take it into the season and you kind of see where it goes from there.
Hey, I remember a few games in the Memphis series, more than a few, to where Steph was still kind of not struggling from deep. You know, we were still kind of having the questions we had all season, like it's just odd. Then he basically goes 50-40-90 on the biggest stage. But Draymond Green, how would you assess his performance in the finals? And do you think it was just a bad matchup? And I know it's euphoria, and rightfully so, but, hey, I'm having a hard time, like, processing not what went wrong. It wasn't that bad, but there were a lot of times he was rendered ineffective.
Yeah, I mean, I think it was matchup-based. It was Rob Williams at the rim, you know, wiping away some of those, you know, four-on-three downhill type situations where he can be good at times. I think Rob Williams blocked a shot a few times early in the series and had him a little bit more hesitant. We all know when he gets hesitant offensively and the way the other teams can defend him and sag off him, and if he's not hitting his three, and I think he was 0-for-12 from three to start the series, you know, he kind of does get rendered ineffective until he solves it. But, you know, to Draymond's credit, and trust me, he will loudly tell all of this if he was on the show with us right now, winners win, and he figures it out. And you know, there was doubts, rightful doubts, I think, in the middle of the series about if Boston just kind of had him solved, and then he proved no, they didn't. I mean, by the middle, what do you have, 8 points, I think, to open game five. He hit three jumpers in game six. He was, I thought, had one of the best defensive performances, or at least the most important defensive performances of his career in game six. I mean, he was, like, at the heart of, I think Boston had, like, 21 turnovers. He was probably responsible for 12 of them, you know, just by jumping a passing lane or just screwing up a dribble handoff, something like that. So, he has proven yet again, as he has pretty much at every point of his career, when the stakes are the highest, when the chips are in the middle, he will help you win games. And, you know, to me, as we talk about his future in the league, that's his greatest argument. It's like, when has he ever been the reason for a loss, essentially, unless you want to say his suspension in 2016, but that reason for a loss because he was off the floor. When has he been responsible when he's been on the floor?
Yeah, Anthony Slater joining us on 95.7 The Game. You know, I was just thinking as you were talking about Looney and his priority level this offseason, it started to hit me. Well, wait a minute, Looney played every game this year, so he played 100 games, and Wiseman played zero. So you're going to... You can't just lose Looney and say, well, this guy's going to, you know what I mean? So I think that's a good point on how valuable he's going to be. But I do want to ask you about Gary Payton the second, too. You know, he's 28, I think, and he has bounced around. It's not like other teams have been unfamiliar with him, but now they've seen him develop a role with a really good team. What you think, there's a team out there that might throw, I don't know, mid-level money at him?
Yeah, I think there could be, you know, and everyone, you always talk to people in the league about free agency, and they're always just like, you know, you don't really know till you know. You don't know till the second day of free agency, especially with, you know, you know the main guys are going to get maxed out, and a lot of times stuff is worked out behind the scenes. But with a guy like Payton, sometimes you just don't know what the market's going to say. I mean, I remember there's been several years in the past that they've thought Looney's gone. You know, they thought Looney's going to get a payday, and he never did, and they got him back at a reasonable deal. Maybe that happens again. As far as Payton goes, I mean, he's valuable. He closed, I believe, you know, the clincher in the championship game, and he really turned that series. So his value is there. But at the same time, they won the Memphis series without him. They won the Maverick series without him. There's probably a price limit if it gets too high that maybe they won't go. I mean, they did find him in the G League. Not that you can just go and find another Gary Payton, but it is a credit to their scouting services. You know, they're scouting people that found him. So, they want to bring him back, and I do think they're willing to pay a certain price. But if it gets too high, if the league, you know, it's not even the league, if one of the other 29 teams just says, like, we need that player and here's the price tag that's going to lure him away, then good for Gary Payton II, right? I mean, we all know his career story to this point. He should take the money. And I'd probably still guess he's back, but, you know, I just don't think the Warriors are willing to go necessarily too overboard.
Yesterday, I was just talking to Steiny about the roster and Oubre. Remember, I was a big fan of his. And Wanamaker, I dubbed him Wanamisser. And then I go back to the Jordan Bell days. And, Anthony, I know it's a team game, but if you're Bob Myers right now, I mean, obviously you just won the chip. But how good are you feeling just about the job you did, how you put this together, and now with Moody and Kuminga kind of just sitting there waiting to grow, I mean, he's got to be feeling good, huh?
Yeah, I think it's a testament to his patience. You know, I don't know how many radio shows I'm sure you guys did, or segments, and, you know, podcasts or written articles I had that was like questioning the strategy and the timeline, and you need to trade the picks and the urgency, the youth, the two timelines, whatever terms or, you know, situations that I think, you know, people in the area with the fan base was freaking out about. They just kind of stayed the course. And, you know, their belief the entire time was the Wiggins trade was going to help them, you know, contend, which they proved correct, were proven correct. And just the roster they built, it worked. You know, Bob has the benefit of having the ownership group he has, which, you know, Joe Lacob green lights, you know, a lot of, you know, money that maybe other ownerships wouldn't, but he continues to make the right decisions. As we talk about legacies being cemented over the past, you know, this playoff run, Bob Myers is right up there. I mean, four-time champ as an executive, and, you know, we'll go down on the short list of best executives ever at this point.
Anthony, thank you so much for joining us, man.
Appreciate it.
We'll talk to you soon.
All right, fellas.
All right, that's Anthony Slater, 95.7 The Game's NBA and Warriors Insider, also works for The Athletic. Anthony Slater. Says Looney's their number one priority.
Yeah, I think I got that wrong, Steiny.
You didn't necessarily get it wrong. You just have a difference of opinion.
Well, why, I'll say
I mean,
this.
How come you never buckle like that under me? Just Slater.
Oh, no.
Oh, Slater says Looney's the number one.
It was just me thinking about Loon Dog.
You just become godless.
How many games did you say he played?
Who?
Loon.
I think 100.
That's
right?
All I'm talking. Now I'm trying to put the chips, the lays on the guy that can't stay healthy. Come on, man. He said something to me that I heard you say yesterday. If you could elaborate, what does it mean when you say the Warriors figured out Boston? Because they were down 1-0, they were down 2-1. Because to me, I feel like Boston imploded, and I don't want to sound like I'm not giving the Warriors credit, but we just found out, like, in crunch time, you know what? They got some guys that don't know what to do. But when you say solve, like, I don't feel like the Warriors solved Memphis. As crazy as it sounds, they beat Memphis. They beat Memphis's ass, but they benefited from Ja getting hurt too. But Memphis made the Warriors have that CYO trait to where St. Ann's throwing the ball everywhere, but they beat them to the point to where there was no Ja. You moved on. But Boston, do you feel like the Warriors figured them out?
I feel like Boston has young superstars. They're not ready yet.
Mm.
They're 24, 25 years old. Like, it used to be, you had to play in the postseason, and you got beat.
Yeah.
You got your head beat in for a couple of years, and then you finally got over on the team that was better than you. I mean, like, I don't look at it like the Warriors solved them or the Warriors are better than them long term. To me, it became obvious, though, that over the course of seven games, as great as Tatum and Jaylen Brown were, they need to get a little bit better.
Right.
I mean, they
okay.
just do. They need to handle the ball a little bit better. They need to become a little better decision makers. They need to.
Might need another player with those traits.
Maybe.
A veteran.
Maybe. They need to impact the game in other ways here and there when they're not scoring. 888-957-9570 is the number. How do you keep this going if you're the Golden State Warriors? Because you got a lot of decisions to make. Yeah, I get it. The parade was yesterday. That's all well and good. But what are you doing? You extending Jordan Poole this offseason? Or do you say, hey, Jordan, tell you what, we love you. We want to see another great year out of you. Then we'll get you that big payday next year. You ready to do that for Jordan Poole? You ready to tell Andrew Wiggins, you know what? Let's make Andrew Wiggins a part of our franchise for the next 4 years. Let's just lock it in. Or do you want to see one more year out of Andrew Wiggins and take the chance that he becomes a free agent?
He's saying all the right things, Steiny.
It's easy to say all the right things after a parade. But if Andrew Wiggins' agent goes to the Warriors and says, boy, would Andrew love to... Andrew's 27. He's got one more year. He would love to remain a Warrior till he's 32 years old. And Joe Lacob says, well, not so fast. What do you do?
Yeah.
What do you do?
And I got another one to add to that. What do you do? Because you always talk about my corporate background, me working at corporate. I won't compare it to the NBA. And me working with you, seeing you on a daily basis, and how you and I come in here, and Ian Spadoni, mad or not mad, with things going on outside of the job. But you do know when a coworker is unhappy. And if Joe Lacob were to decide, I'll call it hardball, Sonny, to do or not even talk about extending Jordan Poole when maybe that's what he wants, then you start getting possibly that bad body language. Whisper, Jordan ain't doing it. You know, so to me, Lacob is not in this position he's in now, four-time champ, not knowing that those things matter. So they're going to go to Jordan. And what if we were to tell you, you know what, Jordan, we'll take care of you. We'll start the dialogue next season. You just play what you have. Or, because I know you can look at me right now and say, Goo, they don't owe him nothing. But you know when the youngster's coveting trying to get paid or wanting to feel like he's a part of something. So maybe I don't get the chips, but you address it, and then we'll talk about it next summer. But to not address it is where I think stuff can fester.
Well, they're going to address it, and they're going to say either let's try to get something done or let's wait a year. I got bad news for Jordan Poole. He's got no leverage right now, even though he just had a nice year. The other thing is, you know, if you want to get into details with the luxury tax, we can get into details with the luxury tax. But the Warriors continue to pay an exorbitant price, a penalty that no other teams are playing. So you this year, you want to give Jordan Poole $100 million over 4 years, and it kicks in not next year but the year after, you're starting to guarantee that you're going to continue to be paying this tax at an exorbitant level for at least another 3 or 4 years. You got to be great 3 or 4 years from now. It's easy to say now. Tough decisions for the Golden State Warriors. It's funny. It's hard to build a dynasty. It's even harder maybe to keep it together or keep it going. Let's go to Carlito in Alameda. What's up, Carlito? How you doing?
Hello, gentlemen.
Hey.
Hello, gentlemen. Listen, I'm going to give an analogy that I don't think has been heard much. I think these Golden State Warriors are like the New England Patriots, where you got Bill Belichick as Steve Kerr and Tom Brady as Curry. And the rat on the table is the rest of the NBA is going to be scared. And the passing of the baton from Curry to Jordan Poole will happen in about 5 years, and they'll keep it going. Thank you, guys.
Appreciate the call.
God, I hate getting old. I just added 5 years to my current age. I'm like, man, hopefully I'm around. But anyway, that's a long time if I'm Jordan Poole. Five, Steiny, I'm just saying, I get it. And he was a big part, but, you know, he'll never, I mean, like you said, if Wiggins is here, you got those three, Dre, and then the center position, I just, man. But well, like you said, he has no leverage.
Well, to me, it's also, Wiggins is less of an issue regarding Jordan Poole than Steph and Clay.
Right.
Because you can now play Wiggins some at four if you have to.
Mm-hmm.
So Jordan Poole, whether he signs a deal or not, you got to believe he's going to get plenty of playing time. I mean, if you just do the bare minimum, okay, if Clay is not playing in back to backs, that's 8 to 10 games right there. I mean, do you really want Clay? Why would you want Clay and or Steph to play 75 games apiece next year?
The smart aleck in me was to say that's their job.
Right.
That's what they used to do back in the Dizzy. You know, Michael, Bird, Magic. But I guess I'm being selfish here. I hear where you're coming from with the load management, but we can make an argument, and I see it right now, that with Klay Thompson being ready to go from day one, that Jordan Poole won't average 30 minutes a game. And maybe he will, but what if I went on the selfish route and said, Will he guarantee himself enough minutes to where he can be an all-star? If that was just something on his list. Like, I would say no, because you're the sixth man. You know, you got guys in front of you. Not saying he can't ball out, but That's the type of stuff that would bother me, because I can't. I can be the best I can be in camp. I can be the best I can be for the team, but they don't need me like they need the guy that's playing in front of me, the guy, the Curry. Like, it's coming from so many other places before it's on me. And I don't know if I'm comfortable waiting 5 years
well,
to be able
okay.
to.
Well, okay. Well, then you're criticizing Jordan Poole in a way for leaving basketball nirvana. Oh, can you believe why would he ever do that? Why would he ever leave basketball heaven? Kevin Durant did it. And
we get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Hated him for it.
But I can't believe you just said that. I that only works if you're a one, if you're a two. But when you're a youngster like this,
I thought Durant didn't get the attention that Steph Curry did.
Those are his words, and that was from the media.
Well, so that, but he was criticized for not thinking he got enough shine. You're describing a situation which Jordan Poole maybe is not getting enough as much shine and wants to go somewhere else. Will he be as hated as Kevin Durant?
Oh, no, not at
Why?
All. And it's what Willard talked about. This is the youngsters in this scenario choose to go the route. It's their first time breaking their basketball virginity to be a star and to be a one. Durant was a big part. Forget what he said, Steiny. He was, if not the Warriors, he was a big part of it. I'm talking about a guy getting his first crack at the real big time. Like, if he went up to Sacramento now, would Jordan Poole be an all-star?
Could he beat out De'Aaron Fox? I mean, I don't know. Can he?
Well, could Poole be a two? Could he play the two?
Yeah, he'd play some two for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
he didn't commit. Who did we hear mom with? Yes. Oh, you weren't with me. What's he non-committal on? There's nothing that could be committed.
Well, of course,
when we looked at him out there when we went to visit him, Steiny, I saw a killer that don't want to wait. But you're right, he has to wait. He has no leverage.
Well, he doesn't have to wait if the Warriors say, let's get something done now.
I'm not being negative with this. That used to be the, you know what, you ain't got no leverage, sit down, we'll talk. But nowadays, when you cause a hissy fit or you say something like, you know what, give me some credit for just coming to tell you, Steiny, I'm not happy. I want to go do those dreams.
Why aren't you? Why wouldn't you?
Because I'm not starting. Clay's in front of me.
You stunk last year. You've had one good year. Okay, you were a laughing stock in this league 2 years ago. Good for you. You worked your ass off. You became a solid player. You're now part of our top eight rotation. And now you're telling us that you want to be a star? I mean, it's almost at that point, like, bye-bye.
And that's what happened. So, you know what I mean? Study, like, he's got to be ready for it. But
I think he'd be really disliked for that. And maybe rightfully so. Why would you leave a situation like this when you know why? Yeah. Maybe because you don't want to be the heir apparent to Steph Curry. Mm-hmm. Maybe because that's going to be a thankless job for somebody. 888-957-9570 is the number. The Golden State Warriors, four-time champions now in the past 8 years. Question is, how do they keep it going? What are the biggest priorities for you as a Warrior fan? Is it Jordan Poole's extension? Is it Andrew Wiggins? Trying to keep him in a Golden State uniform for a while. What about Kevon Looney? Kevon Looney, an unrestricted free agent.
Loondog.
What do the Golden State Warriors do to keep this thing together and to give themselves the best chance not only winning next year, but to be pretty good 4 or 5 years from now? It's all sponsored by Whole Foods Market.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.